So here we are at an amphitheater where all of the surface that we're on is, I'm going to say cement. It's pretty much cement tile, which is beautiful because when you're playing with fire, you don't want a surface that will, you know, accidentally light on fire. So we come here, we play with fire, we love it. We do these amazing ground burn-offs that if you did on grass, would you'd have like a big circle of like black.
There'd be no more grass.
Yeah. So that's why we're here. Hello, my name is DJ Carmen. I am a fire spinner since 2008 and a cane spinner since 2006. This is the Albany Spin Jam. It's been around since 2008 with a lot of strange, wonderful, and sometimes very crazy individuals.
Best kept secret.
Yep, we've been underground all that time. So I hope you're having a good time.
Do you want to tell us how often does this occur?
Every week during the summer, and then there's a few dedicated people that'll just keep it going all year round. So I've been out here for New Year's before, and that was freezing and miserable, but a great time.
See, over here we have a snare drum, a box drum, a saxophone, a bassoon.
Violin, djembe, looks like bongos, a weird shovel thing, which I guess doubles as a percussion instrument when it hits the ground.
I guess I will ask you again.
Why have you been coming here for 10 years?
The community. The actual activity itself is a very nice, calming, meditative, hyper-focused activity, which is a lot of fun, and you get to play with fire and dangerous chemicals, but also we all take care of each other and look out for each other, which is really nice.
And you've traveled the country doing teaching fire.
Yep.
What is different about this space up here in Albany?
It's a lot more close-knit. The larger fire spinning community is amazing. But you'll mostly see people at one event and maybe not see them for another 6 months until another event. And it's still very close-knit, but the fact that we meet every week is extremely nice, and it helps to really build that sense of community among everyone. My name is Patrick Cahill.
And what's
I've been spinning poi for probably 12 years. I also juggle, spin double staff, spin staff, a little bit of everything, but my main prop of choice would have to be poi.
For our listeners who don't know what poi is, could you explain it?
So it's essentially two balls on strings that you spin around. So if you've ever seen the videos of Hawaiian fire spinners, either they're spinning staff or they're spinning poi. It's native to the Maori culture of New Zealand, but it's kind of evolved past the traditional poi dance, which is more of a communal dexterity exercises and telling stories, and now it's moved more into a technical art form and something bordering on like contemporary dance, I would say.
And what drew you to poi?
Just the fire itself. The fire was a lot of fun. I started playing with the fire aspect probably a month into spinning, which isn't the best of ideas, but it got me hooked. I actually prefer to spin not on fire. So when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I'll just pick up sock poi and play around with those and kind of space out a little bit. Again, it kind of borders along like a moving meditation, like a Tai Chi or yoga would.
Burn-off.
What is a burn-off?
It helps get rid of excess fuel, and when you're putting on a show, it makes the crowd very happy.
Well, our listeners can't actually see what is happening. Could you give us a little bit more of a description?
Think Trails of Fire, like Back to the Future in the DeLorean. He's moving so fast, he leaves trails. Nice little trails of fire.
So it's fire poi.
There's patterns, there's flow, there's dance. Depends on the person who's spinning them. He's one of our more experienced fire poi spinners, rather well skilled. I'm Stacy.
And what is your medium of choice?
Fans, swords, fire breathing. Depends on the night. But it's our goal here is to actually teach and broaden people's horizons and art and everything and just share it and share what we love. So,
how unique is a scene like this where there's a lot of fire poi spinning, staffs, wands?
There's jams all over the country. There's just not fire jams all over the country. It depends on the legality of the county. This was established many, many years ago. So we work and we're very careful and we're very protective of this space to keep it an open space and a welcome space for all ages, for people, and just so people can learn and people can meet artists and get push that wall just a little bit and to find out there's still a little bit of magic and wonder as to what humans are capable of.
So I'm Acadia Outlowski, and I am a fire hoop dancer primarily, but I dabble in a lot of the things. I live in Albany, actually, because of Spin Jam, so that's a thing. I came here about 7 years ago, and I got to spin fire here, and I was like, wow, this is pretty incredible, and it just kind of kept, like, my life kind of just, like, pulled me more and more this way, and I came here mostly because of the community that's here, and the fact that it really matches up with my special interests, which are, you know, hula hooping and spinning fire, so, yeah.
How would you describe this event to somebody who hasn't been?
I kind of try to describe it to people. It's like, you know, everyone just brings what they want to do, and then we can all do it here together. So it kind of ends up being sort of a co-creation, you know. You never know who's going to be here and who's not going to be here. And you get to see the, like, the dancers and the musicians kind of work together and make things. And it's on a show you're not really going to get anywhere else.
Well, to make a long story short, the Albany Spin Jam started in 2008. The people who started it put out a really good vibe that pulled in a lot of people, sometimes from just random festivals that they started at. And it just kept going and growing and growing till one night we had like, I think like 500 or 600 people here, just hanging out, having a good time. We're all spinning fire. And you know, there's ebbs and flows, but this thing just keeps seeming to want to happen. So we keep coming back. We can enjoy each other. Sometimes we have drama together. But at the end of the day, we're all here to hang out and spin fire.
Is this event only for people who are fire spinners?
No. There's a lot of people that come to check it out. I would say if you're coming down, come with an open mind. Bring something to eat and drink. You may be here for a couple hours. And come talk to us. We're really friendly people, even though we're kind of off in our own little worlds. And if anything catches your eye and you want to learn how to do it, we're more than welcoming to help teach you how to do that. If you're interested in spinning fire, there's plenty of people that can teach you how to do it safely.
Let's approach this scientifically. Your hypothesis, dragons aren't real. How do we test this? Dragons breathe fire. And on that moat, my partner behind me ripped a fire breath. Dragons are resistant to fire. There is a skill set we have where we can actually put nothing in between our skin and the fire, but we put fire on our skin. So I did that. So, no damage. Last thing is dragons fly. Not all dragons fly. So, I leave you with this. Are we dragons? Are we humans? You decide. Have a great night.